Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome your presence. Thank you, God. Help. Help. Please help. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over every person that tunes in and listens to this podcast. I plead the blood of Jesus over their families, over their health, their mind, their body, their emotions. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing a good word, an encouraging word. Lord, help me to feel your heart, to feel your love. Help me to prophesy. Help me to tune in to what you're doing. Help me to tune in to your heart. What do you want to say right now? This is a right now word. I'm just flowing with the Holy Spirit. I don't have these words ahead of time. This is a prophetic flow with the Lord. So, Holy Spirit, I'm just asking that you would anoint me to prophesy, and just I'm asking for prophetic accuracy and your grace. We prophesy by grace, and so thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, guys, you've got to judge these words. Not every prophetic word is for you. Not every prophetic word is for you. So you have to really go to the Lord and pray and ask him if the word is for you. You know, sometimes only part of the word is for you, and then another part's not for you. So we really have to be pressing into Jesus, pressing into the Holy Spirit. These prophetic words are an invitation to go deeper with the Lord. They're an invitation to go deeper into deeper intimacy with the Lord and to press in. So, because you hear his voice, and while a prophetic word is wonderful and God does speak that way, it does not replace the dire need for you to hear God for yourself, and that is by pressing in and giving him time every day, just you and him every day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so with that said, I'm just going to pray in the Spirit. Lord, I thank you, God, for a good word, so help me. We love you, Holy Spirit. I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. Lord, I love you. He said, I love you too, Christy. He's so good to me. Yeah, so he's saying for me to tell you where I am. I'm sitting in a Taco Bell parking lot. And so every night the Lord has been, for the last couple nights, the Lord's like, let's go for a drive, and he'll tell me where to go, or he'll just lead me. And then today I just totally let go, and I was like, you know what, I'll just go wherever you want to go. I just didn't even worry about where I was. I didn't even really know where I was. In fact, right now I still don't really know what city I'm in. But I was just praying in the Spirit and driving, and sometimes he would tell me to turn, and he was just talking to me, and just it was just wonderful. I love driving with the Lord. I love going with him. It's beautiful. And so I feel like I'm supposed to share, just a part of what's been going on in my life. The Lord asked me to do a fast about 6 7 days ago, he asked me to do a fast, and I had been praying for the Lord to lead me to fast, right? I just felt like this, like I want to fast, but I don't want to just do it. So I started praying, Lord, will you lead me to the fast that you want me to do in the right timing, and help me and all that. I want to do what he wants me to do. And not every fast is a water fast, where you don't eat anything. That's not what he's been doing in my life for the last year and a half or 2 years. He had been having me eat one meal a day, eating with my family. And then, lately it kind of changed to more of a liquid fast, but they were shorter, like one day. It's just whatever he said to do, I would just do, and that was good. But anyways, so I have been fasting for 6 days. This is the sixth day, and I don't know, guys, he was kind of teaching me, leading me in the beginning. I started doing some juicing, and I realized that was no good because there was so much sugar in it, and so he's just leading me, and it's like, I don't know, he's gonna have his way. And so there was quite a bit of like not eating, quite a bit of that in the last 6 days, like more not eating than eating, and still going to the gym. He would have me eat a couple of eggs, and then one day, and then the next day not, and then, one day it just like I couldn't figure out like what it was. I couldn't figure out like, are we like, what are we doing? And honestly, I think that is his intention, because I'm not doing it. And he's telling me right now, listen, it's still 40 days, but tonight, like, okay, today he had me lifting at the gym, and he just said, go for it. Go in faith. And just, yes, you haven't eaten very much at all in 6 days, but you're going to go lift pretty heavy, bench press. I was benching 95 pounds, and I just said, you know what? I can believe that I'm weak, or I can, this is what the Lord was telling me, or I can just stand in faith that God is my source and my strength comes from him. And I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm weak. Like, however I think, then I am. And so he was just like, if you can walk in faith, like you can still work out and fast. And so I did. I just listened to him. He told me what weights to do and how much weight to put on. And I mean, he's my fitness coach. He helps me cook my dinner. I mean, he is my best friend. So I did that, and I felt good. He had me drinking some bulletproof coffee. I don't know where we're going with this, Lord. I'm just talking right now. And, sometimes my life is prophetic, and this might prophesy to you. Okay. He had me doing some bulletproof coffee, eating more healthy fats. That's coffee, and you blend it with grass-fed butter. And I used coconut oil, and it makes like a buttery coffee. So you get more fat, and then your body kind of relies on the fat for fuel, and then not eating during the day. So anyways, so I lifted heavy this morning, and then, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I don't know. The Lord knows my heart, and he is in charge, and he's in control. And so the whole time I'm like, if you tell me to eat, I'll eat. If you tell me to end this thing now, I'll, in a day, I'll end it in a day. You know, if it's like me trying to be like, I'm gonna do a 40-day fast and look at this accomplishment, and like if it's some notch on my belt, then that's not good. I don't want that. And so I really am surrendering to him. This is not me doing it. This is not me doing it. Like if I'm resisting him when he tells me to go and get a bean burrito at Taco Bell, which is what just happened, if I resist that, then, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And you know what? I was really grateful. He had me eat 3 eggs earlier tonight, just like about an hour ago, just right before I left. I had 3 eggs. And I was so thankful for those eggs. He had me eat some peanut butter. And then he had me stop and get a bean burrito. And honestly, I don't even know how I'm able to eat that because I haven't eaten. Like, I don't even know how my stomach was able to eat that because I've been fasting for 6 days. Like, I don't know. Anyways, he's supernatural. I was super thankful for the eggs. I was so thankful for the bean burrito. You know, he's doing it. He's the one who's doing it. You know, we can't even breathe without him. Our cells are held together by him, and I can do nothing without him. And so this entire time, I just am focusing on God, you satisfy me. And when I would start to feel weak, I would just lay down. He would have me lay down. He's teaching me. Just lay down, prostrate on my face. And pray in the spirit, and sometimes just lay still and focus on him, that he is sustaining me, that he is my strength. He is my strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he had me recite this verse that was on the side of my fridge. I had these declarations on the side of my fridge, and Ephesians 3:16, and I'm just trying to remember. It's like that he it's this prayer to strengthen us with might in our inner being through his spirit. Right? For the praise of his glory, of his riches. I don't remember it exactly, but it's just like this prayer. And so I was just saying this Bible verse over and over again this afternoon to strengthen me with your might through your spirit in my inner being. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. He's the one who strengthens us, and we really can do all things in Christ who gives us strength. I love you, Lord. And so probably, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have felt like I failed because I ate a bean burrito and I had eggs, and it was just really hard. I thought I had to do it. I thought I had to prove something, you know. And it's just not about that. It's about letting go and completely surrendering to him and trusting him and letting him lead you. It's learning obedience. And I have not arrived. And he is teaching me. And I'm so grateful for what he's been doing in my heart during the last 6 days. I have received so much healing and so much freedom. received so much revelation. He's healed my heart about things in the past that I didn't even realize I was feeling guilty about. I didn't even realize that I was still had unforgiveness. I didn't even realize that I was still hurting. And he healed it. He had me submit to his love. He broke off condemnation and doubt. He set me free from condemnation and doubt, self-condemnation. I was still struggling with those things. I was still struggling. And it is not fun. And this fast just allowed me to open my hands and submit to his wonderful love. It helped me to forgive deeply. I mean, he just did such a mighty, deep work. Such a deep cleansing and brought such truth and clarity and perspective to things in the past that I was really hurt about. And I thought I was over it, but he showed me, you know, he did a deep, deep work. And he closed the door on so many things, like things I felt guilty about, like so much deliverance happened in the last 6 days. He's remarkable. And you know, sometimes when I prophesy, sometimes when I give a testimony, when I speak and he fills my mouth, he gives me revelation about something that's happening that he wants to tell me. Because I'm just like, okay, I don't need to know where we're going from this point. Like, are we ending the fast here after 6 days? I thought you said 40. You kept saying 40. And right now I hear him telling me we're taking a break. Because he's leading me into intercession. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying to me right now, I need to strengthen you for intercession. He says there's a spiritual reason that you need to eat during intercession. Times when I come upon you, he says, when I lead you into deep intercession, into the groaning, into the travail, there's a spiritual reason why you need to eat. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says you need strength in your body to sustain. He says it's taxing on your body to travail. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, I will use you, but I will not abuse you. He says, I hold myself to that. I'm just like, honestly, I have been asking these questions about why he always has me eat meat. He says, I'm strengthening you. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. He says your physical muscles and your spiritual muscles, they go hand in hand. They're counterparts. When you're physically strong, you're spiritually strong. There's like the natural and the spiritual, and they go together. There's their counterparts, he says. He says it's good to work out. There's benefits to working out. He says strong body, strong mind. He says, I have you eat meat to build muscle, protein. Help me, Holy Spirit. Protein, amino acids. They build the muscle fiber. You're built up. He says, when your body is built up, your spirit is built up. And he says, and you can hear my voice clearly. When you combine that with intercession, with praying in tongues and groaning in the spirit by his spirit, it says in Jude that praying in the spirit builds up your spirit man. It builds you up. Wow, Holy Spirit, you're blowing my mind. He says, help me, Holy Spirit, say it again. He says, praying in the spirit is for your spirit as protein is for your muscles. Like that is, he's blowing my mind right now, guys. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says everything that's done in the spirit, there's always a natural counterpart. And he just says, I'll use you, but I will not abuse you. And so he wants me to talk about intercession. And I mean, he comes upon me. And there's such weeping and sometimes like groaning, like, I don't even know. It's not me doing it. It's him doing it from within me. And I'll feel this sadness. I'll feel this sadness and this sorrow. And man, I used to get tripped up by that because the enemy would come in and say, oh, you, this is trauma. And I would just be like, oh my gosh, like I thought it was my sorrow. I thought it was my sorrow. I've been used to crying my whole life. I've been used to living in sorrow my whole life. You know, just a lot of trauma, a lot of pain. And so I thought it was mine. And really, it's the Lord's. And he's having me intercede for situations, for people, and I'm feeling his heart. I'm feeling his emotions. His pain, his desperation for people to turn back to him, for people to come to him. I'm feeling his yearning for their souls, for them to be, to come to him and to be his. I'm feeling his love for them. It's supernatural how he does that. And I'm a deep feeler. I'm just flowing with the Lord right now, guys. But listen, this is going to speak to some people. Listen, I was traumatized quite a bit. You know, I'm sure I'm not the worst case. I'm not the best case. But I had some pretty severe trauma and abuse, sexual abuse. Just a lot of betrayal, a lot of rejection, and a lot of emotional pain. And I don't know, like the Lord made me to hear him through my emotions. And a lot of you have this too, where you really feel deeply and things hurt you more deeply than other people that don't have this ability and this gifting from God. And it's like all of the trauma and all of the suffering, it taught me obedience. It taught me obedience. It says, you know, Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. And the sexual abuse and all of the suffering, it taught me obedience somehow. I learned obedience through what I suffered. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord took something that was so terrible, like abuse, and he turned it around for my good, and he used that. And so he used that. And he gave it to me back like a gift for me to be able to be obedient to him. Like, how did he do that? So back to being a feeler. It's like all of the trauma, it's like it broke something open inside of me. It's like it broke something open inside of me, and I don't know how to explain it. It's just something internal that I'm feeling. I don't know, but now I have access to God's heart. Now that he's healed me, I just have access to him in a way that I don't think I would have had before. If I had not been abused, if I had not gone through the suffering, if I had not endured that, in some way that broke something in me, and then God healed it, and now I have access to hear his voice, access to his heart and his feelings in a way that I would not have had if it were not for the abuse and the trauma. He didn't bring that, but he used it for my good. It just broke a hole open in my spirit. I don't know. And so it broke something open in me. And so now that I'm on the other side of this massive emotional healing, where all of the infection had to drain out, now I have this clear channel to the Holy Spirit, to his love. I get to know him, and he loves to come upon me, and he loves to pray through me. He loves to partner with me in prayer. And it's like you're feeling the very heart and the very emotions of God, and it opens your eyes. It opens your eyes and it changes you. It's so intimate. that he would allow you to experience that with him, that he would choose you to pray through you, to pray with you, to choose you to be a vessel of prayer and intercession. And you start seeing things change in your family. You start seeing situations change. You start seeing people healed when you pray for them because you've been interceding for them and you didn't even know it. Sometimes you know. Sometimes he'll just show you like an image of the person that you're praying for, and you'll just feel this overwhelming grief and just sorrow and compassion and love all in one. And it's so intense. It's so intense. You cry so hard that you like almost can't breathe. And it's the Holy Spirit praying and interceding through you for them. And then they get breakthrough. And it's all done in secret. It's all done in private. It's all done with the Lord. It's deeply intimate. It is, I don't even know. And so I'm asking him to take me deeper. I cried out for this a year ago. I think that was the Lord, like supernaturally, like I just had this urge. I started crying out for him to intercede through me. I just desired such intimacy with him. And I feel like he told me like that this would, like I just knew that if he would intercede through me, pray through me, that I would be, you know, I would encounter him in that. And so it's like you're praying for someone, but then you're just encountering the love of God, and you just are so close with him, and it is an encounter for you too, and it's just like the best thing ever. And so I don't know what I'm saying right now. It's kind of a mouth vomit, but I believe it is the Lord. He says, I'm calling the intercessors, calling them to arise and fall in line. He says, I'm putting them on the battlefield. I'm putting them on the front lines. They go before me. They go before me to prepare the way. He says, they are the prophets. He says, if you're a prophet, you're an intercessor. He said, start crying out to me. Start asking me, start praying for me to draw you into deep intercession. If you want things to change in your family, situations, things you've been crying out for breakthrough, you need to start crying out for the Lord to flow through you in this way. He says, if you're a prophet, you are an intercessor. He says, not every intercessor is a prophet, but every prophet is an intercessor. He says, fall in line. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Link arms with me. Partner with me. He says, you'll be glad you did. And he asked me to end the word there. So Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. We love you. We want you. We want more of you. Jesus, you gave your life for us. Help us to lay our lives down for you. You're worthy. We love you. We want you. We want more of you. Holy Spirit, we want more of you. We want to know you more. We want to know you. We want to know you. We want to know you. We want intimacy with you, Holy Spirit. I just pray right now, Lord, that you would put this cry in the hearts of the men and the women that are listening. The ones you are calling, I pray right now that you would help them to cry out and to desire this like you did in me a year ago. Do it in them, Lord. Give them the grace to cry out. Empower them to cry out. Empower them to desire this. Put that desire within them, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Raise up your prophetic intercession, your prophetic intercessors, God. Raise up these ones to partner with you in prayer. Help us, to prepare the way. Thank you, God, for those ones that have the John the Baptist anointing. They're crying in the wilderness. They're interceding. They're crying. There's a weeping, God. Help us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We just pray all of this in your mighty, mighty name. Jesus, we love you. Have a wonderful night, guys.